Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We want it rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to
West,
you my dog, you my ace, you my
nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas go wrong. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call. I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call.
For the cheat on every corner that I see, cruising through your back streets on while you sleep. My page of beat, a late dark mission, a whole different vision. I'm watching television, now sit the fuck back and listen. See me in G, never the legal, have you ducking from the breeze. Smoking trees, big screen, and nothing but the finest beast. Let my mind expand, I'm the man, give me a hand. A rash rap on the map, not enough to hold me back.
So what's that? So what's that?
I'm leaving bitches on their knees.
But you're the rat.
So I'll be hustling for the cheese. This is only the interlude. Forever greedy, I'm acting rude with the rivals and the enemies in these fake hoes. This ain't nude. I gotta make money, whether you're mad or happy, unhappy. Wanna grab me? I know y'all bitches can't stand me. So call me daddy, and lately we can smoke trees. But before I grab my lighter, let my thumb squeeze. I want my cheese.
Get the rice cheese, or that ass will be smacked up and living unhappily. And don't be talking back to me. Let's hit the trap and get the rice cheese. Get the rice cheese, all that ass will be smacked up and living unhappily. And don't be talking back to me. Let's hit the trap and get the rice cheese. I need my motherfucking cheese, cause we G's in this bitch. Blowing so much weed, you can barely breathe in this bitch. Bend your cone and leaning low, look at them holes in her tits. Hit the horns, don't stand, go get at that bitch. Homie rap, where it's at, nigga, put it in the air. You got the Benz and no twins, and bitches everywhere. See, it's all about this Cali shit. Bitches and shit, and more lips, I see it full of young niggas and shit. On a murder mission, for the G in the city of Witty. Nigga thieves and DDC, bomb faded, keep it G.
Now hit that blunt, homie.
Hell nah, nigga, you can't hit this
week. If I don't know you, that mean we still don't know you. And if the rat don't know you, that mean nigga, we got a show. It ain't no love, you catch your slugs when I'm buzzed. Unless your ass is giving up the dubs.
You better get the rat cheese, or that ass will be smacked up and living unhappily. And don't be talking back to me. Let's hit the trap and get the rat cheese.
Uh-huh.
You better get the rat cheese, or that ass will be smacked up and living unhappily.
Huh?
And don't be talking back to me. Let's hit the trap and get the rat cheese.
Yeah.
I gotta give a damn about it, a young nigga went to the pen for it. I gotta get my hands on it, now the G nigga spin a wig for it. Put you down on your knees, make your plea for it, scream for it. I think I'm gonna end up needing a motherfucking strength for it. A nigga definitely about to hit a brink for it, drink for it. Keep a heat on me, keep a hold of my own chip, nigga, you know it. This shit breathe me with this cheese on it. A lot of people lean on it, I feed on it. If I don't jack, I can't feed on it. So the click with the rat decided to put hands on it. Now we done fucked around with this shit and ran with it, expanded it. I be goddamn it. Even these bitches are trying to get their hands in it. That's why we playing for this shit. Real far from being scandalous. I thought you knew we can handle with these fucking bandits from West Los Angeles. As time the rat rebellion, we gon' get all you niggas cheese, cheddar, whatever.
Here we go.
You better get the right cheese, or that ass will be smacked up and living unhappily. And don't be talking back to me. Let's hit the trap and get the rat cheese. You better get the rat cheese, or that ass will be smacked up and living unhappily. And don't be talking back to me. Let's hit the trap and get the rat cheese. Yeah.
The purpose for living in California is the cheddar. I'm gonna leave y'all niggas stripped, fucking with my mozzarella. However, I make limburger every time I make a track. I'm making my bread and my cheese by the stack.
I'm about to get melted,
because that hawk here got my bank account on fat. Going platinum, triple threat, bomb faded and a rat. West side, from here to Monterey. Straight jacket, getting Kobe is the only thing that's cracking. Break yourself, I'm pistol packing, and all I want is your boots. Patent pockets, taking wallets, if that not, out of your shoes. Sharp is a habit. When I see you with that string, I gotta reach right out and grab it. The whole enchilada's what I'm eating too. I'm out of breath. Cleaning our bank account and doing nothing left. So when you see my ponytail, get your knees and wave bye-bye to your cheese.
You better get the rat cheese, or that ass will be smacked up and living unhappily. And don't be talking
to me. Let's trip the trap and get the red cheese. You better get the red cheese. All that has to be smacked up and living on happily. And don't be talking back to me. Let's trip the trap and get the red cheese. Yeah.
Hop, the unique hop. It ain't that a nigga gotta get his swagger back, cause my swagger never left. But fuck it.
FWAGG swag. Got it, never lost it, just never flossed it. It's awesome, I bring it to your flush with no problem. Let's get it started, let's get retarded. The hard shit, I got it. Bounce shit, I got it. Baby girl, get it, don't stop it. From Earth to Jupiter, I'm shooting in my rocket. Speakers going boom, and I'm steaming up the cockpit. Unique, ripping the tone, my swagger is the topic. It's like crossover, straight to the whole dump, the object. Flawless, September to August. Fuck it, I'm the hardest. Fuck it, I'm the hardest.
SWAGG swag. SWAGG swag. SWAGG swag.
A nigga got his swagger back.
I got it. SWAGG swag. SWAGG swag. SWAGG swag.
A nigga got his swagger back.
I got it.
Yo, take me for instance. Relentless interest to handling business. Suited up, really dope. Lyrical fencing. My raps be lyrical ginseng. Pay close attention to how double S rip things, twist things. Drop it on the track, master that after mixing. Testing, mic check, 1, 2. Got the karate body that come with the kung fu. Chop you, then drop dudes who jock you. Fucked up is what talking shit got you. Think twice, fucking with hot crews. I'm on my grown man tool in my hand for any fool who wanna get out of hand. This is West Coast shit. Explosives, secret service on the track, Cas Capone ripping that. Cali trees in my lungs, on the beach blowing bombs. I make it crack-a-lack, I got my swagger back.
SWAGG swag. SWAGG swag. SWAGG swag.
A nigga got his swagger back.
I got it. SWAGG swag. SWAGG swag. SWAGG swag.
A nigga got his swagger back.
I got it.
Any challenge, I knock any sucker off balance. All types of awards for my talents. I'm smashing. Come through, I'll smash you too. Smash that crew. Try to flip the script, you better stash that too. I'll be pounding the pavement, taking no shorts. Infiltrate the crowd, chameleon style. Penetrate the crowd, on the grind, on my lonely. Wish I had a tenderoni to hold me, console me, tell me that I'm one and only. Smoking blunts with the homies, roll with the OGs. Staying out the pen, no licks, no codies. Play the game to win, plotting and angling in the rotten and dangerous South scandalous habitat. Adjacent to nothing basic, nothing to play with. I get money, act funny, I gotta take it. Relating with the Secret Service agents, we out here with that fat rap, Similac, save it. Take it how you wanna take it, real shit, I crave it. I plot and make chips, you watch me make chips. Jock my statement, fake bitch, fake with your fake shit.
SWAGG swag. SWAGG swag. SWAGG swag.
A nigga got his swag back.
I got it. SWAGG swag. SWAGG swag. SWAGG swag.
A nigga got his swag back.
I got it.
Yeah. Swag. Attitude. Persona. Abbreviation SWAG. A dominating force that controls the crowd. Dominates and controls and it demands attention. SWAG.
To West Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
The West District.
Scotty D. Spencer,
can't scratch, have love.
D-Bone?
Yeah. Zone 24 TV.
Fuck all
who
y'all
haters.
Confederate Real Soldier, what's happening?
Well, get on and get shit on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
West.
Check this out. I know it's some haters out there.
I know it's
so this right here, this
let me
one's
hit
for you.
Yeah, let me hit you. Right here.
Niggas say they hate it all, but they ain't got nothing to be hated on. I smell bullshit when you spray it off. Common sense, zero. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Don't take your meds, so you gotta say something. Don't get mad at me because your shit ain't working right. Won't you loosen up a little because your shit ain't even tight. Acting like a kid, always looking for some sympathy. If you ask me, it's something going on mentally. Take your shot, I got the rebound. You missing them all. Wrong bridges don't have far to fall. I try to help you, but you didn't wanna hear what I said. Hungry niggas ain't tryna get fed. Subliminal messages, we see right through them. In a matter of fact, you not the only one that do it. Monkey see, monkey do, birds of a feather. Try to run up and y'all can fall down together. Monkey see, monkey do,
you can't see me,
I see you.
You hear me, I don't hear you.
Monkey do,
you can't see me,
I see you.
You hear me, I don't hear you.
I'm the west, I keep it true.
Monkey see, monkey do,
you can't see me,
I see you.
You hear me, I don't hear you.
I'm the west, I keep it true.
Monkey see, monkey do,
you can't see me,
I see you.
You hear me, I don't hear you.
I'm the west, I keep it true.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Starting them whack dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. Right, yay, yay. Yeah, this shit gonna work two nights in a row. That's crazy. With Sweet Pea and my nigga 86. What's going on? Let me give y'all y'all the claps too. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, y'all?
I was chilling. Hey, you know, I was watching. You know, we be having high speed chases damn near every day out here. Why was this nigga, he getting touched by the police, but he's slowing down, and then when the police jump out the car, when he stopped, they jump out the car, this nigga got his cell phone, he taking selfies of him in a high-speed chase.
What?
I was laughing like a motherfucker. I say, this nigga, he stopped. And then the nigga, he just, and the police get out the car and they start moving toward him. He got his camera out the window recording the goddamn police.
Wow.
As soon as the police get close, he take off again.
Well, they special out there, ain't they?
Man, he was one of them rich white kids, you know what I'm saying? He was in like a 700 BMW. That shit was fly as a motherfucker.
Oh, okay. He knew he wasn't going back.
Yeah, he's going. Yeah, I'm going to call my dad, and I'll be out in like, what, 2 hours. You know how it is when they... That's probably what... Because they said that he had did some kind of assault over somebody, probably, I don't know, and he took off. So the nigga was rolling fast, but then at the end of the chase, this one is taking self. I'm like,
it's crazy.
Yeah. I know we the motherfucking run from the police capital in the world.
Yeah. They started trying to do it here a while back. It's been kind of quiet lately, but they do it a lot here too.
Yeah, and the only what you saying, 86?
I said we got too much water around here too. They ain't got too many places to go. They better damn sure be ready to swim.
Nah, the motherfuckers run and then they get to a port and they get to their boat. Had a boat ready. That should be like Grand Theft Auto. I remember I was playing Grand Theft Auto back in the day and I had to roll my boat through Miami.
Damn,
man.
They doing too much for me.
I'd rather be in a boat than a car.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. I ain't doing none of that, especially as long as I'm black.
I ain't gonna do it either. Shit, I don't know what you talking about. I ain't running from the police. I'd be like, hold on. Then let me get fucked up for a minute. Then I'll get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shit. Or if I ain't got nothing to drink or smoke in the motherfucker, I'm just gonna pull over, fuck it. Hey, you better give me a charge for running that red light. Nigga, I only got a quarter tank of gas. Man, I'm cool.
I be seeing that. All them people be trying to drive all them places and don't have no damn gas in the car.
Right, you heard me?
Mm-hmm. I seen somebody here, he drove down the side of the freeway to get out of traffic.
Man, if I got a full tank of gas and I got something I need to run from, nigga, if I got like some illegal weapons or keys or coke or something in there, if it's weed, I'm pulling over. I don't care how much weed I got. But, shit, if I got some fucked up shit in my car, I'm just rolling towards the airport. If I can make it to the airport, there's a chance I can get away. Because the helicopters can't go by the airport. That's what catch your ass. It's the helicopter. Oh, he just jumped out the car. Now he hopping the fence. He bought an apartment.
That thing goes by my mama's house so much. Them helicopters, they used to shine them in my window.
I'm going to tell you. I ain't gonna say this is what I heard. Back in the days, it was a cat that lived not too far from me, and they decided they wanted to rob a bank. So what they did was they went and got all this armor, you know what I mean? And they went and robbed the bank. This is on YouTube. And the motherfucking police was shooting the fuck out their ass, and the motherfuckers would not fall. And they was wondering why these cats ain't falling. They finally killed all of them, but it was just one more. What they were saying, it was one more that was supposed to shoot the helicopter out the sky. He wasn't even in the bank. It was, bro, check this out. If that motherfucker would have shot the helicopter out the sky, all the motherfuckers would be, they'd probably be caught or they'd be gone like a motherfucker. They all died right there. But the dude who was supposed to shoot the helicopter fucked around and chickened out.
What?
Yep. And them cats stayed right around the corner from me. I was like, whoa. I should go get weed from them and shit like that. And I'm like, damn.
So the police shot them up? Or they shot up the police?
Oh, they shot up. They shot up some police, but these niggas had the armor, the bulletproof armor. And the only reason why they killed the last one, they shot him in the neck.
Oh.
But it was one dude that they said that was supposed to be there. I don't know if he ever got caught or whatever, but he was supposed to shoot the helicopter out of the sky. If he'd have shot that helicopter out of the sky, everybody would have just... All the helicopters would have left. But that cat got chicken and he left. I ain't gonna say chicken, probably smart. But his job was, when the helicopter show up, shoot one of them motherfuckers out the sky. That's all he, if he did that, they'd have left there alive, all of them. Not saying that they probably wouldn't have got caught now, or been caught already, but at that time, if he would have shot that shit, every helicopter in the motherfucking area would have been, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. They probably would have sent the most.
Nah.
You shooting down helicopters, you swat team.
They just try to get some National Guard type of shit out there then. I'm just saying. I really think. Mm-hmm. But... you know, the motherfuckers, they, if y'all look it up, it was, I think they call it Northridge Bank Robbery. Actually,
yeah, I remember that. I remember that loud and clear, because they were letting loose out there in the middle of the day.
They was giving it up, and I'm going, oh, shit. That shit was fucking retarded, bro. Man, the motherfuckers, they made a movie about that. I think like a little series or something. And motherfuckers,
oh,
what was
this?
This was 2000. No, it wasn't 2000. Yes, it was. It was about 2001, 2002, something like that. If you put Northridge Bank Robbery, them up, it's probably later than that, earlier than that. I don't know. I can't remember when it was. But them motherfuckers was out there giving it up. Remember they stole the white car? They had the white car, and the white car was just rolling by itself down the street, and they was hiding behind the car. Oh, that shit was... I was like, I know these motherfuckers. When they had all their pictures up there, I said, I know them motherfuckers. They live around the corner from me. That shit was crazy as fuck. But in any case, man, it's only us four on here tonight, so for the time being, so I'm going to jump into a couple of damn joints. Let me see. What y'all want me to play? Of course, I'm going to play some of y'all shit. Let's see. I'm gonna play this first, man, and we get back with you. True West Radio. Give us a call, 323-642-1597, and we'll be right back. Y'all know.
Mama, you ain't gonna keep this shit together with Gator gone. Come here, you little black bitch. Your ass belongs to me. I tell you what you can and can't do with it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I didn't say I was leaving.
Shut up! Now you whores, sit down. I want to talk to you. Anybody thinking about leaving here is going to find my left foot square up their ass. Do you understand it?
Got it!
Shut up, you junkie whore! I'm talking to you.
No way,
those two bitches that left, they better learn to sell pussy in Iceland, because if I ever see them again, I'm going to cut their fucking throat.
I've been getting to the bread, rolling up the dough. Not the bed, if a red, keep it on the low. I ain't heard what a bitch said, let a nigga know. In the mouth of bed, getting head, you a dead hoe. If the combo ain't about a check, what you talking for, you get no raw baked eye. Got the shooters and they aiming at the next boy. Like the hoop was on the NY next boy. Every bet, never lose.
When I call you, I want you to come out there and shake your asses proper. You hear? Huh? Now get out there and make it look good. And Raquel, take that fucking jacket off. Move it.
Got it, the name. Got I can it. Never be a lame. I just want the money, let these bitches have the fame. I've been winning since the beginning, I ain't got a plan. Got it, the name. Nah, we are not the same.
The lights, make sure the party going, cause the party is right. I know you hot up in the place and you're feeling the bass, and you got sweat dripping all down your face. Get your groove on, baby girl, don't be scared, cause we up in here to get you naked right there. While the bass is banging and your body is moving, got me in the mood where I wanna start grooving. Looking real good and you looking real fly, but it's like Johnny Gill's lighting my. You took it all, start shaking it all around, make a nigga like me wanna stay down. But I'm a real nigga, give me all you got. You looking good in the thongs and you're making me hot. I was in the right spot at the right time. Don't get it twisted, baby girl, what's the
naked,
same time?
Naked.
I wanna see what's under your skirt. Take off your bra and let me wet your t-shirt.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your dress and that tab that you got on your chest.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see if you with it or not. Take off them jeans and drop it like it's
hot. Let's get naked.
I wanna see round ass at the flow, because we came to get naked for sure. Damn, it's 100 and a dub in this place. It's kinda hard to rap with all this sweat running down my face. I'm soaking wet from my feet to my hair. I'll get naked in this bitch if y'all don't turn on some air. What? This big ass house and y'all ain't got no AC? Oh, come on, homie, you got to be fucking kidding me. You got everybody in the party dripping, knowing alcohol and heat make niggas start tripping. Solution, everybody take off your shirts. Hey ladies, I wanna see bras and skirts. Lay panties, D-string, best on with surprise. Little women, big women, wearing draws in every size. Let's take it off and skinny dip in the pool. Since we all a little tipsy, don't be acting a fool. They took me serious, and I was just playing. The next party that I go to, I'll be saying,
let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your skirt. Take off your bra and let me wet your t-shirt.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your dress and that hat that you got on your chest.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see if you with it or not. Take off them jeans and drop it like it's
hot. Let's get naked.
I wanna see round ass at the flow, because we came to get naked for sure.
Let's get naked.
Hell yeah, that's my type of party. I love it when they take it off and get body to body, and let the sweat drip all over their body. Give them a shot
spread that Henny, they feeling naughty. That's what I like to see when I see it, I gotta get it. Cause ain't nobody like my family real with it. Cause the party be cracking all day, and the party be cracking all night, that's right. Goddamn, man, it's hotter than a motherfucker. With all this Henny, yeah, he got me going crazy, homie. Baby, shake it for nine, now. Don't be shy, baby, go drink it down, to the floor, you sure already know what I like to see when I wanna see it, so let's go. Ain't no time to be wasting, straight acting a fool. Let's all hop in the pool, but first,
let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your skirt. Take off your bra and let me wet your t-shirt.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your dress and that tag that you got on your chest.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see if you're with it or not. Take off them jeans and drop it like it's
let's
hot.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see round ass with the flow because we came to get naked for sure.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your skirt. Take off your bra and let me wet your t-shirt.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your dress and that tag that you got on your chest.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see if you're with it or not. Take off them jeans and drop it like it's
let's
hot.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see round ass with the flow because we came to get naked for sure.
Let's get naked. Let's get naked. Let's get naked.
86. JoJo Loco. And look, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty D. Spizzle.
What's good, Scotty D?
What's up, man? You know, it's always an honor when you call the show. What, you must got some good news? Scotty. Bueno. Hello. Would you like to buy some fertilizer? Scotty. Hey, yeah, that nigga smiled too hard. He done put himself in timeout. You know what I'm saying? This goddamn cheese done hit the mute button or something. I'm just
saying.
Did you
get some music for a Monday guest?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
That motherfucker, he probably gonna, I don't know, he ain't gonna be able to last a whole 2 hours. That shit gonna cost him $200.
Nah, he probably ain't gonna be that long. He probably gonna have a real interview, and that's it.
Get him out of there. BP, what it does, brother? Now, BP ain't talking. This nigga Scotty. Mr. Everywhere, what the hell going on? God damn.
What's going on, man? It's soaking in, man. Like, my ain't had passed like this afternoon, so it's been a rough day, boy, man.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Fish went to some cold, boy, last week, so, boy, it's been rough. You know.
I'm sorry to hear that, because you know what I'm saying? It's almost, you know, like, when you look at them old movies in jail, and a nigga just be scratching the days off, oh, damn. That's day number two, and then all of a sudden, they down, it's almost time to get out. That's the way it seemed like to me. It seemed like I'm going like, one of my niggas checked out, another nigga my checked out, my people done checked out. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, I wake up to that every week now, scratch every week since February.
I'm here, cuz.
Oh, okay.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We trying to get everybody here right here. But you know, it's crazy that it's happening like that. I ain't never had so many people die in a year, let alone 2 years, than I have this year. I'm talking about, like, you know, close family members and close homeboys.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my niggas done died to where I be out there next week. All right, nigga, I can't wait. And then they could die before he get here.
Yep.
This shit is fucking crazy, bro. I don't know, man. Let me make $1 million. I ain't coming out the house. I'm gonna send everybody. I'm gonna pay motherfuckers to go where I gotta go. I ain't gotta leave this motherfucker. If I walk outside and give me some fresh air, and I bring my ass right back in my compound.
Yeah.
I don't want that, man. I don't want that. Motherfucker Oscar De La Hoya, he was supposed to fight next week. This nigga, he that nigga in the hospital with COVID, damn near look like he don't look like he dying. I ain't gonna say that, but he is fucked up. He was supposed to fight next week.
Damn. Yeah. It's going to take him a while to condition himself to get back to that.
Yeah, because you don't have no fucking breath. You know, I don't know. I got my mask. I go to the liquor store. Well, come on. I go to the liquor store. Well, come on.
Yeah, the sad part about it is,
huh?
Did you see the guys from the CDC? They just resigned because they didn't want to get up there and tell them about their vaccine. You know, they just resigned.
What?
They stepped down. They're like, we ain't going to tell the American public that this vaccine ain't going to do shit. So
okay,
we just quit.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to change the subject, but did you hear this shit about R. Kelly?
Oh,
what
man.
Now?
Niggas sucking on boys' dick.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh.
Niggas testified the other day in court.
What?
Yes. Check it out.
Oh, that all the shit he's doing, as far as what they allegedly saying that he did, ain't cool. But nigga, now it's even worse. Okay, hold on.
So he's trying to fuck little boys too.
Nobody came through and said a motherfucking thing about it, though. You know what I'm saying? If he said it out his fucking mouth that he on some PP too, like little boy
yes.
PP.
Yes.
He said it.
Yes. Yes. On the stand. He said the boy
said,
R. Kelly told him, "Have you ever ventured or tried anything outside a woman?" And then got on his knees and pulled his dick out and started sucking. This nigga said this on the
ooh.
Stand.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Hey. I'm going to tell you. And it's some real shit. If I ever decide to look at a porno, first of all, it gotta be two girls. There ain't no motherfucking way. I don't wanna see another nigga sliding up in. Nigga, I wanna see the girls, nigga. So that long. Oh, no. Nah. Remember I told you the motherfuckers wanted me to do that gay video. And I said, I can't do it. I ain't gonna be able to do it.
Nigga, they all gay.
Well, I mean,
the girls are still gay.
I guess after all of the, I don't know, I can't talk for nobody who undercover gay, who is gay. I can't talk about none of that, cause I don't know none of that, and that's some real shit.
I'm just telling you this because the way things is now, things is a lot different, and it's a very fine line between having an opinion and being sexist. That's why I say they all gay. So I would just say I don't want to see that shit. But
you know,
if you like girls, you like girls.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Nah, this what kills me. Then why little Boosie, first thing he tweets about when he wakes up about Nas X being gay or some shit like that. Like, nigga, why is that the first thing on your mind about another nigga?
Yeah.
For real.
I just seen Lil Nas X on the TV earlier, and they were talking about, I don't know why nobody don't want to do no songs with him. And what I was thinking to myself is not because you gay. It's because, first of all, it's because, nigga, you got some demon shoes. You try to make some demon shoes. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. You could be gay. All you want to, we could do some work if I'm getting paid. But, nigga, if you come up here talking about some demon shit, you know what I'm saying? That when you leave, that I'm in the motherfucking middle of a goddamn, you done brought a demon in my studio type of shit? Fuck that, cuz. I can't do that. I don't care about you being gay. I care about you got demon shit around you.
No, that
feels like Illuminati.
Hey, can I say something real quick, man?
Yes, you can. Knock yourself
mm-hmm.
out. Okay, I thought you
were
gonna
speak
it for me. Okay, appreciate it.
All right. What? What happened?
Huh?
This motherfucker's tripping. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
What I'm saying is, what the young lady said, I agree with what she's saying, because this is what's going on, and you just mentioned it because it came out of your mouth. The Illuminati shit is involved with all that type of shit. So, this is why certain artists that's older or maybe 30-something, whatever, that's trying to get on right now, whatever, however that may be, if you don't flip into that script that they want you to play into, you can't make it. So this is why we have so many different artists that they've handpicked and choose to run with the program that they running. This is why we got the fuckery through the music as well. Not just let alone the artists through the music as well. Because I say this about women all the time, and I love women. But one thing that I cannot stand in today's time, this is why I'm rarely on Instagram. Because no matter what time of the day or night I go in there to go post what I'm going to post on my page, I see women twerking to every goddamn thing that they do. Like, goddamn, can we find something else to do in dancing with women? So, that's going on. Then all the female rappers that's coming up, you know, young women, that's all they rapping about, pussy sucking, dick, this and that. And we didn't heard that already. Is there anything else that you can rap about other than that? Because, you know what I'm saying, we didn't heard that before.
Hey, go ahead. Look, BB, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm going to say
no,
this.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
First of all, sex sales. Women sex sales.
Yeah, I get that part.
Motherfucker, women, you can put your dick on the internet all goddamn day, and only certain women are going to want to see it, but it's going to be more gay people, more gay men looking at your dick than women is.
I agree.
The fact that females gotta look and dress like hoes and act like hoes to get on, I feel like that's far more damaging than gay niggas and rap. Because honestly, gay people want to listen to it, but these little girls, all the little girls, is looking at this whether they gay or not.
Yes, and that's true.
But look, you know, look,
saying,
Sweet B, so look at this. Look at this. Look at WAP. Ain't that WAP with Nicki Minaj? Or not Nicki Minaj.
See, now when they call it rap, what the fuck they labeled
WAP.
It as?
WAP.
What? No, I'm not talking about the song. They labeled it as something else right now as far as the style of rap. I think it was porn rap or some shit they were saying that they naming this to come through the artistry through the women's side of it all. And I forgot that they had said. I know the name of the song, but I'm talking about the name that they gave it on doing this because, like I said moments ago, this is all that they got the women that's in there for now. You ain't getting this from the older ones, no. Just the young ones, like the Nicki Minaj, the Meg Thee Stallions, the Mulattoes and Hottos and whoever the fuck else and doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? All the new women that they bring. So they ain't doing nothing but pimping them out to these other niggas and women on both sides even to do what they doing because it's selling. Now, I get that part too on certain marketing shit, on certain shit. That's just like when Lil' Kim didn't want to dress sexy. Okay, but Biggie told her, if you get this, you get more, da-da-da. I get that. But she also came to keep a nigga imagination to a wonder. Like, damn, I really want to know what the fuck she looked like under that.
What?
But if I'm seeing this every time, the imagination is no longer there. It becomes a bore.
The thing about it comes down to... Well, you can't pattern it ain't got shit to do with it because it seems like every little kid got a fucking cell phone now. And they look at TV. They see that what these people were doing is gonna make some money. Now, let's reverse the whole scale. Now, a nigga doing the same thing other niggas is doing, they don't get that damn recognition. You know why? Because more niggas want to see the girls do what they doing than any girl want to see what the niggas is doing.
I get that to a certain extent.
Because the men
I get it to a certain extent. That's just
Wait, I'm trying to see what Sweetie was talking about.
Go ahead.
I think that's why it's damaging. It's very damaging because that's what the little girls are watching, but little girls are not controlling this. Or women not controlling this, it's still men doing the market and they're watch shit That shit was weak as hell compared to all the rest of the shit you hear. Honestly, it really was weak. The name was more than the song was. I've heard
what
a whole lot worse.
What can you do?
No, and this is what I was telling. I think it was Confetti. I think it was, that's his name, Confetti. I think that gentleman, he had asked me last week or where we was talking, and I was trying to tell him the name of that book called The White Pellet Horse. Well, in that book, like I said,
Behold a Pale Horse.
There you go.
I got it right here.
See, and in that book, it says all this shit. If you read it all the way through, it tells you all type of other shit too, but it really speaks about that. So this is what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. See, so this is what I'm saying.
It's all strategic, but you gotta look. It don't care about marketing. It's not about a dollar when it comes to the demise of our young people. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be an executive pulling the strings behind the scenes. Are our age? They grown as shit and they know better. And the artists don't even let their kids listen to that shit that they doing. So that'll tell you right there that they don't agree with it. It's a video.
But I don't know if y'all seen it. I don't know if y'all seen this video, but there's a video, and I forgot what character that they had in that video. It was a birthday party for some little kids. And I don't know if it was a Mario character. It looked like a Mario character. Anyway, to make a long story short, the nigga who's doing the fucking character for that party, like, you know, you get Tommy the Clown or whatever, the nigga over there twerking, right? The nigga in the character suit, Mario suit, he twerking. The little girls are no more, maybe, I say two, maybe three, four, maybe. They little girls, and they're doing that shit that he's doing. So that means you're already training them at a younger age to become other than what they supposed to be in life, man, on some bullshit. And that's the shit that I'll be talking about, man.
We're different. So, you know, like, I didn't mean to cut you off, Scratch.
No, go ahead. We trying to get it.
Yeah, this dialogue. We come to an age of accountability, and even the artists like Snoop and them, they was coming out with, you know, it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none, you know, and all of it. But now they think different. Now T.I. had, you know, they got daughters. Hip hop done grown up, so now they got grown daughters, and the way they think is different. Because we're looking at, oh my, look what we perpetuated. We made it popular. And these girl, these young kids are, the boys, they all depressed. If you listen to the music, it's just like a cry out for some type of help, attention, therapy. Just listen to the lyrics, read between the lines. It sounds catchy, but they really don't have no soul. For them to be out there, like, they don't care about
you said
being
the right
promiscuous.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
They're empty. Illuminati.
They're empty.
It plays a big part in this shit, man, because they control everything.
Go on, finish. But you know what, though? Party, don't know why.
It's like $40. These OnlyFans or whatever, they're a trick for $40 right now. You know what I'm saying? That's like the going rate. That's like the standard. So that'll tell you right there.
That's the bare minimum.
No,
that's like a $2 drink at the club.
Right.
Two drink minimum.
But
you gotta get at least two drinks to get in this motherfucker.
And we talk about the kids and the children watching this. If you take a look at these celebrities and their children, culture, Cardi B's daughter, she don't know why. She don't know that song. So why does your daughter know that song?
Right.
Why your kid know that song?
And you're right. Yeah.
And her daughter don't know.
Cardi B even said that. She said, I don't let them listen to the music that I do. Well, why not? Yeah. But it's cool for everybody else.
Because she used to listen to it.
It's also brainwashing. It's also making something happen, but it's going to happen to you regardless, because it's going to get so out of control that it's going to get back to your own kid. Like he just said, you perpetuate your whole shit to come back to you.
BB, this is what it is. I'm gonna tell you exactly what it is. When you don't spend time with your motherfucking kids, they're gonna be out there doing the same thing that you was doing.
And that's because true too.
You act like you don't. They don't see what the fuck you did, especially when they get older. My granddaughter 8, and she is so. She is so strict. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I only give her, man, I got control of all my Wi-Fi. She only got like about 2 hours on there a day.
Right. And that's because
you know
you're keeping
and
up because you know what's
all
up.
The time,
but
you can't.
Hey. And
I mean, when it comes down to kids, it's up to the motherfuckers who's taking care of the kids, the motherfuckers who's watching the kids.
That's what I'm saying. Now, when I'm talking about the way they dress and the way they behave, I'm sorry, BG, I just want to say, I'm talking about the 12 and 13 and 14-year-olds where their mind is old enough to hear this. They hear stuff like this all day, but the way they're imaging, the way they put themselves forth, that's what I'm saying. And I'm not talking about on stage. I'm talking about on Instagram, taking pictures. All the time they dress like that, you know. They twerking in the city on top of tables, looking stupid and shit.
See, people ain't
really supposed to do.
And look, this is a female telling you this. She a woman telling you this. So if a woman is telling you about woman things or teenagers that's females, and she's saying it don't look right, they let you know that shit ain't right, bro. It's too much of the negative and not enough positive. That's what I'm saying.
You said a good point that they don't leave nothing to the imagination. But look who's raising them. Like these chicks were the ones chasing the dope boys, and they was the ones like, you know what I'm saying. Now the kid is just an inconvenience. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. Damn. You didn't get me no ring, so you just in the way.
I
really don't mean to cut you off, but I really got to say it because I know.
No, go ahead. Shit, we do. I'm trying to hear it too.
You got people that they have kids. You know, it's all love and everything. And after the love is gone, you can be right. But look, when the love is gone, parental alienation starts. Because if the kid go with the mama, parental alienation. Do you guys know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and tell me, because I know what it means, but go ahead and tell me.
No, you don't know what it means, because you tell me if you did.
I do know what it means, but
what
go ahead and
it?
Say it, because I want to know. I already know, but I want you to tell me so I really, really know.
You don't know, but I will tell you. You just didn't know what
Thank
is
you.
It. Parental alienation is when a child is with, if they grew up with the mama, they've been there with the mama, and the daddy is doing or not doing. The daddy always get bad mouth, or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Because I know a whole lot of women who don't have their kids, but they with their daddy. So the daddy say, oh, your mama ain't no good. You know, she did this, she did that.
And then the same thing
with the women. The women say, oh, your daddy ain't no good. So that get embedded in their head as little kids.
Yeah, because I was told some shit like that from my mama about my dad. But I didn't fall into the bullshit, though.
Parental alienation is putting the kids against the other person who's in, you know, it's different when you got
something
like
It's basically another
split.
Form of divide and conquer type shit.
Yeah, that's what it is. So parental alienation is when a parent actually puts all this bullshit in the kid's head, and by the time they see their daddy or their mama, they got this animosity against them because of what the people put in their head for all these fucking years.
Now, there's another.
From the time they was born, up and they could be like 14 years old. See, that's what your daddy used to do. Your daddy did the same fucking thing.
I don't know if y'all seen this video. Now, this video really fucked me all the way up to the like highest of fucked up ever could ever go. There was a lady and her daughter. Now, you know how certain women, they bond with their daughters. Now, the mama, they was talking so reckless to each other. I mean, the highest of reckless could be them talking and disrespectful to each other. And so that shit that you saying right there is the same exact shit she was saying to her, but her daughter was coming back at her with shit, and she was like, I don't give a fuck, you know. I get out here and do that, and you do that too, and you fuck you. And man, they was going at it. She was like, yeah, your daddy used to do that shit. That's why I did with my. And they was like, and whoever filmed that video, and wow, whoever saw that video, they had to be either, man, I'm going to just say like this. It was so terrible, bro. Like, this shit was so, and these are two black sisters.
I saw that.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
she was tough, man. That made me feel so bad.
Is they bad mouthing the dude? But that's the dude that y'all wanted so bad that you were chasing. You had to be.
But that would have been her dad or some shit. Her father, right? And that was the daughter. She was the mother. But the daughter and mother was like on some hood rat shit, you know, together. But then she wanted to say something about her dad, and she wanted to go hard on her about the dad. But she's saying her own bullshit too. What she do? So it's just like a snowball effect.
Chances are somebody in the mama's family was probably trying to tell her that the dude wasn't shit. But now she realized he ain't shit. Now she's projecting that on the kid because the kid is reminded that no shit ass dude. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
But
that shit was
your
terrible
choice.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, the whole thing about it is, you know what I tell my, because I got three kids by three different people, three different women. And, no matter what you say, you liked it and you loved it. You know what I'm saying? And but see, now my kids is like 28 and 30. And then my son is like 34. So this is the things that I had to go through all their life. And I told my daughters, I was like, go and ask your mamas why they hate me. Is it because they still love me? And I was on the phone with them, and I remember they was about 10 years old, 9 and 10 years old, and they put down the phone. And my youngest daughter came back and said, she didn't say nothing. And then my oldest daughter came back and said, well, she said, she didn't say nothing at first, and then she said, don't ask me that again. So all this shit goes by the love you still got for, you know, the other ones. But the kids is always the ones that fuck around and take the blunt of the punishment. Y'all right?
I'm going to tell you of the truth about my people. It's not that my mama loves my daddy. She definitely don't love his ass no more. But he was a good dad to us, and she always wanted to be with her dad, and he was always with us. So she ain't never tried to keep him from us because what she always wanted, we had, even though he didn't help her the way he should have. You know what I'm saying? But she definitely don't love his ass. But she got love for him because of the way that he loves his kids, if that makes sense.
Well, it's way different now in this younger age. And shit, man, we running. We time is ticking. I'm about to play some motherfucking song. Let me see. I'm gonna play some. Let's see. I went old school. I guess I'll play all y'all shit. Ah, man. That's what I'm going to do. Who the hell's on here? Let me see who's on here so I know who to play. Okay. 86, your brother told me not to play none of your songs. It seemed like he started crying when I play your shit.
It's all good. Shit, I ain't tripping.
Man.
Look,
so
if y'all don't know,
man,
86 and Mr. Everywhere, they brothers. That motherfucker, I won't play that motherfucker just because. That motherfucker say, man, that nigga, man, don't play that nigga song no more.
Yeah, he going through that relationship stuff. That's what I assume.
I won't play that motherfucker
just
because. I would play that motherfucker hey, go and get your tissue everywhere. If y'all are online, give us a call, 323-642-1587. Man, you know I'm just
97,
kidding,
man. Nigga. Nigga said
87. Okay, 97. If I push the wrong button, if you push the wrong button, push the button after that. 323-642-1587. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. When it's over, it's over.
I ain't making a sad story, but it's real. Because this world is such a, and when I say this world, I mean it. I don't mean an idea. I mean every day. Everybody back off. You know, everybody's like taught that from school. Instead of us just being like, slavery's bad, slavery's bad. Bad white, bad white. I mean, all right, let's stop that.
I wish I could just stick my head in the dirt like an ostrich. The pain that I've seen in life, it hurts to watch it. The places that we go at will make you have to tote that. And if it comes to you or them, don't be scared to pop it. Now I done seen some good kids turn from the Bible and join up with them hood kids just for survival. Get the hold of a rifle and he vows to keep it with him. To him it makes more sense to be a fugitive than a victim. Find himself our surroundings, exposed to the shadiness. No turning back after he tastes blood like a baby pit. Caught up in the craziness of inner city living, where the odds are more in favor of us ended up in prison. Where the night air brings nightmares and gunpowder aroma. It's a struggle trying to live long enough to get a diploma. We sit on the corner, anticipate our demise. Tell me when it's over so I can open my eyes.
Let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over?
Pillar or take a pill or some way to deal with the daily drill. Struggling to pay these bills. My baby's ill, my lady's still bitching about dishes I left in the kitchen. To that shit I'm not trying to listen. She misses the point that laying off is my position. Every day I pray that I don't get a pink slip when my shift is. Now that puts pressure on a man with a family to support, and they struggling cause he can't bring no chips in. So all that fussing for nothing, it got me 38. Pardon the dirty plate I left in the sink. I just need to think, I just need a drink. I'll pour me a shot and I'll make it a double. Give me space or I may get in trouble. I'm like Leo, you making me hate that I love you. I may never be in the place that I was with you. I'm better off taking the L or racing the W. It's a losing battle, relationship struggles. It got me like, it got me like, damn.
Let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over?
than leather. I get money in any kind of weather. Rain, sleet, or snow, your boy getting dough. Up real early, getting drank from the stove. Arm in the back, getting drunk from a hoe. Arm in his bitch, getting linked with Joe. What's wrong with these niggas? I really don't know. They don't fuck with that sign, so this shit don't blow. Say, I'm an arrogant, cocky motherfucker. Everywhere I go, I drop a load like a trucker. And a block out like the Arizona summer. Swan took the top off the all white hummer. Might lay it flat, stone cold stunner. Fuck with King's right here, stone cold gunner. Niggas couldn't see me, that's on the real though. So I might stop a nigga ass with his steel toe. Whatever, let's get em. Knocking niggas out every time that we hit em. You fucking with two wilders. Not none of them weak ass tricks or pussy niggas always lying no dick. Boy, this is real shit. So you better get your game tight. If you shooting shots, get your aim right. Cause my gang might come kicking some doors. Patting pockets, putting faces on floors. It don't matter if you ran or where you came from. My door is open, I got heat coming, get some. Easy come, easy go with my motto. Niggas pump their brakes when we going full throttle. Do what I thought you knew, stop sleeping. In a death pool, gon' drown in a deep end. That's why if they wanna come and get it, just let me know, cause I'm with it.
It's whatever you wanna do. Pointing, I'ma dump on whoever in front of you. I buy racks, so I keep a plug or two. The dope in the weed, man, I keep a drug or two. Really official, really give you an issue. Rather stock on your homie before I hit him with pistol. Rather get to the bag, I gave your lady a fistful. Told her hit the store and bring him on like a slit pool. My back don't need a battery. Gangsta automatically keep a few bitches mad at me. That should come to me naturally. Or I'm saying they after me, giving money to capture me. Fake homies, they laugh with me. In the back, they be stabbing me. I kept it 100, they kept it 40. Now I keep a 40 with 100 round of homies. I ain't worried about nobody, never nigga. Money right, guns right, I'm down for whatever, nigga.
Not bad manners,
I love
just
it.
Beer.
Delic tea, click a party. My neck bone connected to my funk bone. Pin bone, get the hot sauce, sugar, I'm home. If my funk bone connected to my money bone, banging with the neck bones, baby, I'm gone. How you like that? We funk, me funk, G funk, B funk, everybody bone funk. Catch a bunny rabbit, cut her tail off. So baby, don't spit, don't hark, don't poke. Peter Papa picked up him and turned him into me. I inject fools, infect fools
with these molecules.
Say right. Exit out the door, I bust a pimp funk flow, then I hit a I got my itch straight, I'm busting verbals. Slide to the curb and slang y'all some herbals. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic P, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic P, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic P, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic pin, house party. If a player's on my funk flow, pancake my low low, smack dab on his afro. Then bust him in the head with the pop gun. I'm game banging, baby, baba, when I'm on one. YG's past week, I'm surrounded. Buzz the braba daba zaba, all up on the baba saba. Put your hands up, even if you're high. I got your baby mama saying, girl, let's ride. Tear the roof off the mother sucker, baby. I spit sinister, full prime minister. One nation up underneath the pimp roof. Motor booty basement, the bass go boom. It's a real type of thing,
I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadamic peak, look a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadamic peak, look a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadamic peak, look a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadamic peak, look a party. I'm so cool, I need to slap myself. I'm so cool, I need to slap myself.
I'm so cool, I need to slap myself.
I'm so cool, I need to slap myself.
Psycho,
oh yeah,
we gon' defunk
doing the lifestyle.
Up in your ear hole, baby. Psycho, we gon' defunk
hip hop.
You can never fake me. Psycho, we gon' defunk hip hop. You can never fake me, baby. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho, we go deep on hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho, we go deep on hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho, we go deep on hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho, we go deep on hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho, we go deep on hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho. Default.
You can never fade me, baby. Yeah, they call me Sunny, get money. When it's rainy or sunny, I'm gonna patch your feet on the concrete. You better come back with my coupons. My snaps, my dinero, my cheddar. My chips, my free notes. I need my steady ISC. Under double underlay, hip hip.
You've heard the history of how hip-hop started in New York City. The West Coast hip-hop story has never been completely told until now. It's told by me, Scotty D. Spencer, a visionary, pioneer of street promotions, and the creators of the first hip-hop custom sportswear clothing line. We promoted over 1,000 house parties, dances, movies, stage plays, and corporate products. We helped record labels sell over 500 million records. Proof that we wrote the first blueprint on how to do street promotions in the early 80s in Southern California. My disclosure states, if you disagree with anything in this film, based only on my own opinions, don't blame it on my heart. Blame it on the West. This is how the West was won. The film.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio. Friday, yay. Hey, it's Labor Day weekend. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute, let me get Scotty in here. So, Scotty, you in here now or what?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay then. Oh, let's get Mr. Edwin.
I just had to recuperate. I was recuperating, man.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with recuperation. Shit, recuperation.
I'm in the water, recuperate, but I'm back.
But I'm back. Hold on.
Scotty D. Yeah.
Let me see if I can give you some claps. I'm going to give you some claps.
It's been stretch a long time in the game, you know, like he was working
Scotty
on
D.
Fume. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
What?
I can hear you.
Hey, I was asking Scratch, man. Didn't you take pictures? Didn't we take pictures at the bar? Oh, was that in somebody? Y'all taking something? I need it though. If you got them, man.
I'll shoot them, Scratch.
Hey. I think I think JoJo took them bitches.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Somebody was taking them, man.
JoJo got the best pictures.
But it was like
I got a I got a still.
Okay. Yeah, because I know I was like, damn. Two times, two pictures. I know because I'd be probably, whoever took it probably messed up and took another one. I was just wondering if y'all had them because I wanted to check them out and see how it looked because I didn't really get a chance to look.
We got some good ones.
Because I got four. Did you get the video?
Yeah, I just downloaded them earlier today.
But you saw them, right?
I'm working. I'm cutting them up now. Taking the sound and everything together, which way I'm going to go.
Okay.
But I still want to go grab the DOC, and I want to grab a Tay Prince before it's over with, right before the 15th. I want to make sure I got them so I can decipher the whole project.
So we got to have all that shit done by the 15th? For real?
I got to have all the filming done.
Oh, okay.
It's
going
to take
okay.
you about 10 days to edit everything up.
Well,
longer. So I'm giving I'm giving us 15 days before the first, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm going to have everything in your hand October 1st. We're going to bat.
Well, if y'all don't know what's going on, man, we got How the West Was Won, you know what I'm saying? We doing that, you know what I'm saying? The documentary and this shit is dope. It's getting ready to be more
it's
than
called
again,
a
documentary. Actually, it's going to be forever entertainment.
Word.
Dope. Nice and dope. And that's the way it's supposed to go.
Forever entertainment. Because as long as we living and probably after we gone, How the West Was Won is still going to be cracking.
Yes, sir.
Just because of all of the artists are still doing stuff. But y'all gotta watch it from the beginning. Once you watch it from the beginning, you will know how it's gonna turn out in the end.
You would understand.
Yeah. Got it deep. My dog.
Yep.
Hey, you know.
I'm trying to
see if we need to change the cameras because you know changing the cameras is only 38 minutes.
I understand.
I use the first fault. Just switch up. Switch up for 38 minutes. And then we'll just
okay.
end it with the last, with whatever, you know, what we got. We're not going to use all that.
Yeah, I know.
I'll use a lot of it, but not all of it. So,
Hey, look, I was thinking about, man, I'm trying to see who I want to make the star role. See, I want to call Caffeine, you know, to do the shit, because everybody know who Caffeine is.
Yeah, I know who Caffeine yeah. is, too. You know
because
what I'm saying?
He might want that paycheck, man.
Yeah, he need a paycheck. That's what I'm saying.
But that nigga V's is true, you know what I'm saying? I want to put him in there, but I just don't know how reliable. And V's, he was the cat that was in Sister Act. Remember when the motherfuckers was rapping the light-skinned nigga in Sister Act?
Yeah, I remember that.
So I was thinking about getting him, but then I don't know how, you know, reliable he'll be. I want to have to go
mm-hmm.
over to his house and have to whoop his ass out of bed to get to the set type of shit. That's why
well,
I
Well, you know,
to...
man.
That's why
well,
I'm
you
saying.
Know.
That's... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you got a good idea, man. Go with it, man. You know, do what you got to do. You know, make what you got to make and film what you got to film, man. You know what I'm saying? But Rev Ali is a great actor, too, man. I went to Hollywood Professional in Hollywood back in the days.
I was just going to say, Rev Ali, let him be the screen actor. He ain't going to go nowhere. He's going to be there on time. Forefront, saluting, standing at attention. Which way do we
Rev,
go?
Rev, you know I give you a port, man. You just got to be there. And you all the way up in Diego.
Yeah, but they don't know a nigga like me on the film, though. You're right, though, Scratch. They do know Caffeine. They don't know no nigga like Red Violet. They know me from the streets and Scotty D, you know what I'm saying, not being the groupie and jumping out the picture with Ice-T and taking it instead of being the groupie in it. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Real nigga shit.
Oh, my God.
He snatched his groupie stripe off day one. He told me, Scotty, look right here, look. I'm like, what you doing? I'm snatching his groupie stripe off, and I'm throwing him in the trash. Don't worry about nothing. That's how he was.
Yeah, man, I don't be jumping ship, man.
You,
I stay down with who brought me in, whoever brought me in, I'm going out with, huh?
Rev, if you live in L.A., it'll be on like a motherfucker.
Well, shit, I mean, you know, it ain't nothing but right down the street, an hour and 50 minutes away.
Hey, you say he in Dago? Is that where you at?
We don't want
yeah,
no blood,
yeah.
Are you close to downtown San Diego?
I'm close to everything I need to be close to. Oh, gee, who is this? Who is this?
The man
is this Long Way DB?
Yeah, that's
DB.
Me.
DB.
Oh,
DB.
Brother.
Yeah, BT. I remember Scotty was
calling
you or
question.
Something.
Since you stay over there. And I want to ask you about a venue that's down there. And I want to know.
I don't know nothing about it. I don't know nothing about it, man. Well, you know what I'm saying? When I left L.A., I didn't come to Dago to do no partying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm low-key, man. But I don't know what's going on down there. They got stuff you jumping off, you know. I don't know. You know,
nah, I know that, but I thought you probably heard of this venue I was about to ask you
nah,
about.
No, I don't go to clubs, bars, none of that stuff. I left all that stuff in L.A., man. I took my groupie stripes all the way off.
That nigga said his groupie stripes. That is hilarious. I'm out to use that.
What's the name of the venue out there?
It's called K.O. Underground Brewery. I think it's in downtown. It's on one of the streets in downtown San Diego. So, reason why
I went on that old school joint, they just changed the name. We've been going this, man, for like 20, 30 years.
Is that right?
The name of that. They've been changed.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not knowing because the homie just, me, him, and another homie about to do a show down there with that whole liquid crew in November.
That's
our
little amphitheater, Rev. That's a little amphitheater right off the freeway.
Well, they got the outside shit.
Man, I don't know nothing down here about no venues.
All
I know is Mickey Slick. That's all I know is Mickey Slick and my homeboy CJ. That's it.
You ain't even known about J.O. Felony? None of that shit?
I know him. I know him. He promoted his records and stuff, but me and J.O. don't hang out here in Dago. I only seen Mitchie Slick and my homeboy, big CJ, man, from the wrong
yeah,
time.
I know Mitchie, he cool. But yeah, nah, I was just asking, brother, because we're going to be doing something out here on November 27th with the whole Liquid crew. That's why we're coming out there with that shit. So that's why I was asking. Because I never seen the venue, but my boy lived down there.
It's
so
nice,
he plugged
nice
the venue,
venue
and we're going to bring this shit down here, huh?
So, when I was road man, all kind of cool stuff with it. But with Spice, with
Spice One, they just did some shit out that way, right?
No, I'm just saying, back in the day, we went to that same venue. There,
oh, okay,
down
okay.
There, same venue.
Yeah, well, that's what it was
they
called. That's what he said the name. Yeah, well, it's called Knockout Underground Brewery. I was like, okay. I was like, whatever. But I heard it's a nice spot, though. I just never been there. That's why I was asking old boy if, you know, if he know about it or whatever. Because I don't know. That ain't my town.
Rev Ali, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my name. And I got your name. You know what I'm saying? And we gonna
Rev
run with it.
Rev Ali.
Like...
Yeah.
Hey,
listen,
Smokey Robinson. If we don't hold a Smokey Robinson, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I only came out when Roger Clayton was alive when he had Frankie Beverly and Maze down here, man. That's the only time I came out.
I forgot about Frankie Beverly and Maze. Where are they? Some of the shows down there.
Bar. That's what's up.
it's too many good minds, and hell's not making enough money.
That's because the niggas with the real minds ain't finna go over to that bullshit to go make the money. Not the way that they playing ball. Hell no. Nah.
I mean, all of the great minds that's around right now, we should be up in some motherfucking money right now. You know what I mean? That's all I'm talking about.
Because the mainline motherfuckers ain't doing shit, homie, but falling for that bullshit and telling you that bullshit at the same time. So
that's
that don't work.
You going, open up your business, open up a new business, and that's how you get your money.
Yeah.
And you better have a business at the end of this month, or you're in trouble. Because the shit's going to fall out again.
I'm so glad I got my LLC.
Not just
that's
one,
why I was
another.
Tripping now when Baby Girl Sweet T was saying about the ladies' part. That's why I say, oh, man, them women that's running the game right now got the women so twisted out here right now. It's a goddamn shame. I'm like, boy.
They've been twisted.
I mean, it was to a twist that a nigga can maintain with the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But right now, it's like, oh, I can't even maintain with the motherfucker. So it's like, oh, wow. Hell no. Because they look at it like, now, if you can't spend a whole lot of fucking money on them or doing some shit, it's like you don't fucking matter no more type shit. But wait a minute. I thought it was a 50-50 program. If we're going into this together, we both got our own. Let's come together and build like it's supposed to be, the way shit was once, you know, supposed to be and used to be.
Right now, it ain't shit. Hey, you know, you left a whole ice chest full of shit out here.
Yeah. All the women
now
are done.
The females, he said something about Megan Thee Stallion earlier. I thought about it. I said, well, at least that bitch twerking in college. At least she's going to get a degree. I don't know what to say about everybody else.
Well, I mean, and that's cool. And that's good for that, but you're still getting pimped out to perpetuate some things that you're really not supposed to really be doing. Your job is to sell albums, and I get that. Units, I get that too. But you don't have to lower yourself to a certain way to do that, to doing that. But that's just the way that they have you to go in this shit. That's just like with, what's that cat that everybody was on a minute ago for that shit with the shoe with Lil Nas X. This nigga coming out with full dresses and shit like that. I mean, come on, bro. Come on now.
They don't dress themselves.
Huh?
Once they get to a certain level, it's up to the label, like, you dress them and what they
dress. Yeah, they advance you up more. More far the bullshit you go, the more better you be, and that's what they tell you, the more shit you go. So you got to put on this dress to make more money, go ahead. And niggas is falling for it.
Let me say this. This is the most gangster shit I ever seen. It's almost like when you look at Drake, I don't like Drake. I never liked Drake. But when you could conquer two countries, motherfucker, you gonna make some money. He's Canada. He's a Canadian. So, if you could cast, if everybody in Canada gonna love me any goddamn way.
Yeah, because he's from
royalty.
There.
That's a different royalty. So, you getting an overseas royalty, even though it ain't no sea between you and the motherfucking United States.
But,
so,
you
getting
an
overseas royalty, to where you ain't got to pay no taxes on, even though you don't have to pay no taxes over there in Canada. But if you want to go and buy a $30 pair of shoes, it's going to cost you probably about $100 to get the motherfucker. First of all.
You got
to
understand, and ain't no telling what he did to get to those positions to even get to where we are now, bro. They're going to come with you with some wild shit, bro, because they wild with it. And if you play ball with them, you're going to get all the things that you think that you want because you're playing ball. As soon as you step out of bounds, comes the other shit.
So you saying you trying to say that's how Scratch got these 12 platinum gold?
No, I'm not saying none of that, bro. I'm not saying none of that. I can't speak for him, but I do. I can speak on that nigga because.
Not,
I can speak on that nigga.
Now, we're
because
not even
I know for
about,
a fact that
I'm
nigga
saying,
did some funny shit.
This is what I'm saying. This nigga got a country.
But I'm saying Scratch got 12 platinum and gold plaque.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get my 30 seconds in, man. So he already got a country, and then he come up here to the United States. He got two fucking countries.
So you saying
how
that to say what?
Is winning. He got two countries.
Okay. So by him having two countries, that makes it okay or what? I don't understand.
No, it makes it fucking smart. I can't stand it.
So wait a minute. So you trying to tell me, you trying to get me to understand that by going through the fuckery of things to just to gain two countries, that's worth something good?
If you
look. Just the thing about Drake. Drake got on in Canada for one because he was an actor. So a lot of youngsters knew who he was when
he started doing
that. I learned about him because he is smarter than a motherfucker. He's the only artist I know of who went through rap a lot that didn't get stuck. And I'm going to just stand on
that.
But
he was on Nickelodeon, though. He was on Nickelodeon. What's who he was?
Yeah, that's
MTV.
What I'm saying.
He was on a Cosby show, nigga.
MTV. MTV Degrassi, so.
He was on Degrassi. That's right. My niece was telling me about that. That's right.
Nigga, if I
yeah, the Degrassi shit. Yeah, when he was in the wheelchair, right?
If I grew up in Africa, was in NWA, nigga? I'd be killing everybody.
He'd be on,
right,
nigga.
Only thing I'm saying is, brother, is this. And we just talked about it way earlier in the show. Even, okay? When you're building into those things and dealing with being an artist from a young kid to an older motherfucker, the older motherfuckers already went through it if they went through it, so they know. So they're going to get pushed back. But the new ways, the new shit, if they're going to fucking play the way that however they play to get to where they at, they're going to go through all that fuckery that they go through and put them through just to get them out here. Okay, so it's basically pimping your ass low-key. Nobody speaks on it. Nobody says it.
He got a deal.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying they're going to manipulate you any fucking way that they can. Through anything. If you got a drug problem, oh, they're going to put plenty of that for you. You got a drinking problem, they're going to have plenty of that. If your shit was bitches, you're going to do. Easy told you that, even though it was some other shit behind that. But I'm using that because that was the main marker. Him fucking all the women everywhere he went. But they used that shit, but they used some other shit to kill him. Then you said it was that, but that's another story. But anyway, so what I'm saying is, whatever your weakness may be, to this game that they're playing with you, you have to be able to combat that shit and do what you do. Do you ever see LL Cool J going to jail, getting caught with drugs, pistols, or whatever the shit that they be doing? No, because he's playing in his place. But these other niggas...
But they put a drag queen on him, though.
I see.
But he didn't
They
bite.
Do all this shit. They do all this type of shit. Now, if you roll with it, you good. You going to last because you with the fuckery. But as soon as you spot that shit, speak on that shit, or even go against it, this is when your life come tumbling down. And niggas don't want to tumble down back to where we at in the hood, ghetto, half broke, fucked up, if not all the way broke, whatever. They don't want to come back to that. So they're going to play in position. This is what I'm saying. Then these kids, some of these entertainers beforehand, then pimp their kids out to the goddamn industry, et cetera, et cetera. Then they show them or her to do the fuckery of it all. And this is what we get in now. That's why it's hard for niggas with real music, him or her, whoever they may be,
to get in
the industry to do shit because most niggas ain't with that shit.
The thing about it is nobody even on this whole line, nobody that's even listening, you know what?
you only got 1% chance to make it in this industry. I don't give a damn who you are. You got the tightest raps. You got the tightest everything. You only got 1% chance to make it in this industry. Everybody, even me, and I've been dealing with some of the, back in the day, some of the most upper-class motherfuckers ever. Do you think that matter? It don't matter. That's why a lot of times I don't like to talk about yesterday, but I like to hear yesterday. You only got one chance to make it, and 99% of it, nobody on here is going to make it the way we think we're going to make it. No matter what we did in the past, what we're doing right now, it's not even close to a half a percent of any of us making it.
I really can't.
That's what I was about to say, just because if you look at the current state of the industry at this moment, for real, Rihanna is the richest woman, the richest entertainer. And all the entertainers that's rich, they made their millions and billions doing something else. They got known for doing music. They got popping for that. They got on for that. But they didn't make their money like that, not their real money, not their lifelong generational money. They might have made a couple million, but
if
it was like
If we look at every, I don't mean to cut you off, but if you look at everybody online, we only got 1% chance of being rich.
So
we don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is.
It's only one of us is going to be rich.
Off of music?
It don't matter. There's only one of us going to be rich off of this whole fucking thing.
No, that ain't true, because I'm already rich, so I got to be somebody else on the line.
Well, shit, I need a boy a million. I'm going to stop asking for thousands, nigga. I'm rich.
They don't do all that, Scratch, when you got to know economics.
No, we talking about money rich.
Man.
I know what you getting ready to go. We talking about money rich. If everybody on here is rappers or anything, whatever they trying to do, and, of course, I know you've had your $1 million in your lifetime. But I'm just saying, it's only one person on here that's going to actually crack $1 million in their lifetime, if that. Because that 1% is real slim.
I could agree to certain things of that.
But, you know, it's first of all, it's all what God wants, period. And I put that into his hands.
The thing is, we can all scratch that million if we all come together in one common cause. One single line. And then I'm going to tell you, so much money out here right now. I know so many people, man, that already scratched that million. And they ain't got no hella websites and all that. It's worth it.
Right.
Man, you can't. I mean, game in history. Crazy. We didn't know that because we didn't learn economics in high school. Teaching us that our forefathers, our parents was like working at the post office and the L.A. Times and stuff like that. They wasn't working in the economics field, you know. So it comes down to us. We getting this money. We blowing it on cars and jewelry, and didn't even know anything about real estate until Sir Mix-a-Lot came with the real estate game. And a lot of us still pass it up until our agent came along. Look, man, go and invest in this right here. And you're taking losses, and you win, you lose. You know, the entertainment game is not for us. Once you get past that $500,000 mark, that ain't your money no more. You can't get it.
No, because you went to a whole different bracket now. And that shit going straight to them.
And once you get in that club is a whole different ball game. That means you are an entertainer. You have made it to four. You have made it, you know. But they pick and choose who they want to come up there. But if you stay independent as much as possible, you're gonna win all the way.
And not just that, they getting ready to come in after you to try to get you because you making too much money.
Oh, they gonna do that? That's if you kill them from the streets, nigga.
It's not even that. It's not that you're making money. It's the thing that you are influenced. They don't want you to be an influence on the next. They don't want
the thing
to
about everybody. So you mean to tell me? So let me see. Who the fuck, man? Them motherfuckers was coming out the woodwork, even like for Master P back in the day. Them motherfuckers tried to give him X amount of money for him to stop being independent. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers try to pay to stop being independent. They want their hands in your cookie jar too.
They had to stop him from making records himself and putting them out there and making them money.
They want
them
all, especially to
yeah, so they had to do all
you
that shit to get him on.
They don't want that.
Because he was killing them in the streets. That was the only nigga that I know that put out albums in 1 month. 3-4 different artists. This album. In 1 month. Every month it was something like 2 or more, 3 artists or whatever. Fiend. Gambino Family.
They was good too.
Mia X. Skull Duggery. All these old Mystical. Snoop Dogg. And she murdered Silk the Shocker, whoever else. He was killing it.
I'm going to tell you around that time. See, that's kind of, I don't mean to cut nobody off.
Go ahead.
But see, around that time, that was all bad because you don't want all your orders competing about what they sell when it comes down to that. You don't want your orders.
Yeah, I get that too.
It wasn't competition because he had
it wasn't like that,
out
like it is
coming out every 30 days.
That nigga was killing it, bro.
Yeah, it was every month. It was like every month for like a year.
Every month he had 3 or 4 artists, 5 artists or something. A month. Not just one artist a month. He had artists
they was every competing
month.
Against each other, and that was the bad thing about it.
Am I
right or wrong, Scotty? Scotty, you know about promotion. You can't put all your artists on at one time and have them competing against each other.
Because the money come in a different kind of way. You know, you only get paid every 90 days. You don't get paid every 30 days. You get paid every 90 days.
Yeah, the quarter, the quarter piece. Yeah, the quarter mark. Yeah.
A lot of that stuff wasn't selling either.
Nope. That's what Snoop Dogg, he had that one little cut with him, but that's it. But hold on, before y'all, we can go after hours. We got about 55 seconds left to West Radio. You got 55 seconds to call in. 323-642-1597 if y'all want to. 45 seconds. If not, we're going to get back with you Monday. And who we
happy
got on this week? I don't know why I keep forgetting. Bonjai.
Bonjai.
From all the way from Ghana, Africa. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're going to have to learn how to say his name, though.
I can't. Yeah, I'm going to call you every day until I get his name right.
You ain't never heard of
Banjo. All right, Drew West Radio, man. We out of here, man. We'll see y'all Monday, or we might pop up sometime this weekend. Drew West Radio, yay.
Yay.
We out. The goddamn numbers turn red. I know we
gone. That's the nine groupie. The nine groupie. Yeah.
That's funny.
But
I was just saying, man, he was killing the game, bro, at this time. Right now, it totally sucks because he ain't doing nothing. He ain't really got to do nothing no more.
Hey, Scotty, you talking to me? Because
at that time, I was really tripping out. I'm like, God damn, this nigga killing it. This dude is killing it in the game right now. And it came so much of a threat, they had to buy him out or to get them to come fuck with him. Because he was murdering on the streets, man. They were everywhere with that shit at that time.
I was trying to say something about that Manny Fresh era. Man, it was some good-ass albums. That when Cash Money had they little run.
Yeah.
Manny Fresh had some good production.
Yeah, them motherfuckers was... I mean, like I said, I wasn't... I wasn't a fan. I mean, I know their music, cause I had to know it, but I wasn't even a fan. I wasn't a fan of none of that. None of them. I wasn't a fan of none of them. But I respected them because they was making money. But then I was like, still thinking like, some of that shit is garbage. What the fuck?
Man, please, that's 400 degrees is your shit.
I was thinking, that's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, what the fuck am I doing wrong? Do I got to rap like them? And that's what everybody else in the industry started doing, because after them, when everything went to something else, everybody started changing. See, the thing about it is, it's not following trends, it's being a trendsetter. So you do something different. That's the way Lil Nas X motherfucking ass came up. He did something different that nobody, I mean, it blew up more than what people thought, even what anybody thought. But you can't come up if you doing something the same way that everybody else is doing.
I'm not going to put on a dress to do it either. Sorry.
I wouldn't either. Shit. I don't give a fuck about that.
I don't give a fuck how much they paying me. I ain't going to sell my soul that way, bro.
I ain't no dresses, no nothing, no none of that. But I'm just saying.
I'm Negro.
That people do anything to make a change.
So that's basically selling your soul or selling yourself to some bullshit, bro. Why am I going to do that?
I don't know what you... Don't be screaming at me.
Because you making it feel like it's all right. A little bit away, like, man, fuck that, right, man.
Niggas,
I hate that shit.
And it made some change, because if that was the case, nigga, y'all probably wouldn't be on True West Radio with me, because y'all see me walking around in a dress. If I'm going to do anything for some fucking money,
fuck all that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No,
people
I get you. Because every time I think about it, I'll be like, damn, because there's too many niggas going out here with that bullshit.
But people do it. It ain't nothing.
Like these skinny jean warriors. Man, I'm getting sick of these
niggas
in them thick, thin-ass pants.
They all they want to. Anybody on this motherfucking line can walk around with a dress. I won't feel no different about you.
Shit, I would.
I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah.
If it's everywhere,
I don't want nobody around me that's doing that shit.
You see me in that dress on, nigga? You see me in that dress on?
What's different in a robe and a dress?
Nigga, I'll be like, hey, that's you. If you want to wear the dress, nigga, you still my homie.
I was just about to say, people who I rode for certain religions, so.
Wait, what'd she say? Robes where?
JoJo said something about the robes, what's the difference between a robe and a dress. But that's what I was going to say, certain people wearing because of their religion, including Muslims.
But if that's what you want to do, have at it.
The difference between that and a wedding dress that motherfuckers be walking around in.
Miss America and shit. If I made 86 a beat, and I don't mean to use you as an example, 86, but if you want to do it in a goddamn dress, that's on you. I wouldn't love you no less.
Yeah, damn. They say that's career suicide when you put the dress on.
That's fun.
I'm just saying, that's what it is, man. You know, any one of my niggas in this goddamn planet that I call my nigga decide he want to come up out the closet, that's on him.
I understand what you're saying.
Sit on my couch and come out and tell me you gay.
Yeah. If you gay, nigga, just don't. I know not to change my clothes around you.
That's
the first shit. I'm going in the bathroom, nigga.
You stupid.
If we at the swimming pool, nigga, I'm gonna be wetting my goddamn car seat because I ain't taking my clothes off till I get home.
Wait, y'all was talking about females. Do you know how awkward it is to know how many females actually came out to be gay for real? And girls just be changing it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Because women is different. Because, see, I know women, they could be in the same room. They just get naked together. I don't want to be in a room full of naked niggas. You know what I mean? We get ready. We doing some shit, and we got to change clothes real quick. Nigga, I don't want to. I'm not a swipe watcher. You know what I'm saying? Women don't give a shit. Women be in the motherfucking room together. They be like, hey, girl. My tits look good.
Make it to the motherfucker.
Oh, that one's back and lower than the other one. Hold on, let me feel it. Nah.
Hey, but all the real shit, you're right. Females can be in a room with each other and be like, oh, man, niggas can't be in the same room.
Hell no.
No.
Nigga walk in the room,
ain't
nothing
going on no more.
Niggas be out there, nigga. I'm not swipe. I can't, nigga. Yeah, I take a shower when I get home, type of shit. I'm not fucking with that. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's how motherfucking man I am, because, nigga, I don't dig you on that.
I feel that, bro.
Nigga, even
it
like when
different.
I played football, nigga, that shit was
I was just going to say that shit. Nigga, like playing football, that's the only way
you remember when I played football, nigga, that shit
naked.
Was uncomfortable, nigga.
Shit, so that's what I'm saying, man. That's the only way the niggas really, it's either two ways that can go like that. Unless you into that type of shit. Way of niggas playing sports or niggas incarcerated. That's the only two ways you're going to get it like that. Unless niggas is like that and they just say, fuck it, we're going to get naked and just have a sword fight and shit like that. Nah, nigga. Nah, it ain't going to happen. That's the only way you go catch niggas naked or half naked walking around. Because niggas trying to get undressed when we're playing ball or and shower up and chain and leave and shit.
Oh, nigga, you in jail,
GT?
Nigga. You got to shower and get the fuck out.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the only two ways you go catch niggas fully naked, unless they into that.
Oh, women do that shit all the time. They just go and change clothes. And,
I told you, I said, no, the fuck we don't. Not no more, because it's just day out the closet, you know.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah,
and they on y'all ass.
Maybe looking like
they on your asses too. They on y'all more than us. We niggas.
Hey, look.
Exactly.
Them girls be going, ooh, Sweepy showing looking good tonight.
Them females be tripping. They be hardcore.
Oh, man. Hey, it's crazy.
Hey, you know the ones that I dislike because hate is a hard word to say. And like really wrong, but the ones that I really dislike are the bulldogging ones, man. Those motherfuckers right there, I cannot give a pass to. I be wanting
like
to knock their motherfucking whole face off if I could. Because they
like
act them. Like they just the hardest motherfucker that's walking or something like with that bullshit. And I'm like, man.
Hey, wait. And they be sagging like niggas, especially y'all.
Man,
here.
Come on, man.
They got the short haircut. Mm-hmm. They be sagging like niggas.
Yeah, looking damn near like us. But wait a minute. You hate us so much as men, but you want to look like us and doing men shit towards a woman. That's the shit that I don't like, too. I don't understand that. But
I got some stories I would like to tell, but I'm not going to do it.
The ones that I can fuck with, that dress up. I call them tomboys. We used to call them tomboys. The girls that dress like the men. But they were cute with their shit. They still had their little feminine seed with it. Like, okay, she got on boy clothes, but I still fuck the shit out of her, though. Excuse my French. You know, but
you remember,
other
you
ones.
Remember Joe, you remember Joe on Facts of Life? Did you ride the motorcycle?
Yeah,
that's I had a crush on too.
Look, check this out, nigga. I will say this, motherfucker. So we had a homegirl named Kim, me and my nigga S.I. He almost did the songs that we do for the truth. So this nigga, Kim was like, yeah, well, I'm about to go to this little lesbian party. You know what I'm saying? And you want to go? And G was like, fuck yeah, I want to go. So G goes over there with Kim to the lesbian party. So they at the lesbian party. He's looking. He's like, damn, all these girls is kissing and loving on each other and shit. This nigga seemed like it's old. So these two niggas walked in with these Raider shirts. They had the Raider jerseys on, right? What's up, homie? Ah, what's up, man? Yeah, man, I'm just sitting here chilling, man. Whoop the whoop. So G sitting in that motherfucker, and the two niggas in the Raider jerseys start kissing.
God.
And that nigga ran out of that motherfucker and called me. He said, man, you'll never guess what's happening. I went to the gay party with Kim. She said lesbian, but these two niggas came in there like bigger than him, like some swole niggas, like they was really football playing ass niggas. And they just start kissing like a motherfucker. How you doing? Yeah, man. I'm outside. Yeah, man. Woot, bam, 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 bam. And them two niggas started kissing. That nigga was like, I got to go like a motherfucker. Because, you know, then it was some old niggas coming in. So it was like actually a gay party. I mean.
It's probably like a gay swinging party or some shit.
Nah, man. That's, it was like niggas was with niggas and the girls, he would come. I'm getting ready to go to the girl party and see Kim. She was like a cowboy type. She was still like cute as a motherfucker. She didn't look like a man, like type of shit. You know, so you want to go? He was like, hell yeah, nigga. I'll be in a room full of motherfucking lesbians doing what they doing and all that stuff. And but to them niggas walked in, he thought that the niggas walked in on the same note that he was on. Like,
right. Turned out to be a whole different party.
Be like, oh, shit, those three niggas in this motherfucker watching all these girls doing what they doing, that's good. And them niggas started kissing.
About them kissing, what hurts me the most, them niggas got on my Raiders jersey. I'm doing the shit. That hurt me even more.
That's what the Cowboys and Raider fans do.
No, nigga, you should have had on your jerseys. Y'all 49ers doing that shit. I would have accepted it then.
That's what Cowboys and Raider fans do.
Shit, it would have been like a proper thing to do or something, you know, low key. But goddamn, not my Raiders. Not in my Raiders jerseys. No.
Man, that nigga said they had on Raiders jerseys. They came in there like they played for the Raiders.
Wow.
He's like, oh, what's up, homie? Oh, yeah, what's up, man? Yeah, man, just kicking it, man, chilling. That nigga turned around, look around, him, just kissing. That nigga was like, I'm gone. That nigga went right down to the car and called me. He was like, man, you will never believe what the fuck I just seen. Hell yeah.
All bad entertainment, bro.
All bad entertainment. But,
I seen some shit like that, bro, but, man. Going to one of them mansion parties. On that level type shit.
Yeah, mansion parties, that should be happening everywhere. I'll be like, whoa.
Oh, you'd never guess who the fuck I seen doing some wild shit. I walked in on some shit. I had to hurry. I did like a Porky Pig look. I mean, what? You know, when you do that shit, I'm looking like, okay, I just closed the door back and went on somewhere else, man. Because, man, this shit that these niggas was doing, and these some known niggas in the game.
I know, man.
I'm like, wow.
Niggas decide to pay me, I'm damn sure going to tell it.
I'm just saying, man, I can say it today. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
I ain't saying shit. I want them to pay me before I say some names, because I know.
I just know you're from the East Coast, and they dope as fuck. That's all I know. Y'all do your own clues from there. They was on some bondage shit, Hubby. On some bondage
like,
shit.
I heard on True West Radio that, I'll let y'all know when they get paid. I'll let y'all know who it is. Cause y'all open. We like, damn.
I'm like, whoa.
It's 1,000 pussies, you know, 1,000,000 pussies, 20 trillion pussies.
And this was around about that time when, what's that cat from out here? What's that nigga name? I forgot his name. I know it, but I can't think of that nigga. This is why it's hot. This is why it's hot. With that one song, this is why I'm hot. I forgot.
What's his name?
What's
the cat that we, the producer was on the show?
His name is Mims.
Yeah, Mims. Yeah, Mims.
We're telling y'all.
Nah, but I'm saying his name is Mims, right? And but it wasn't him. It was just some shit that he got invited to, and we was servicing his record at the time, promoting shit. They invited him to some shit with some other people through the industry shit. So we go because we, you know, showing this nigga around town and all of that. Basically, we on this consignment with the nigga. And, man, we got the killing up in there and shit and everything cool, looking normal on the outside. But when you go to them rooms upstairs or wherever the fuck they have it at, it's a whole other shit going on.
Mm-mm.
And I happen to walk into one.
Mm-mm.
And that's what I'm saying. I seen two niggas bondaged up all that crazy wild shit. And I just like did a beep, 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 beep. What the fuck? Close the door, man, and got the fuck up out of there. Cause that was my first time experiencing that type of shit.
I don't want none of that type of shit embedded in my head. I mean, if a nigga talk
I'm just
about
saying,
it,
man.
I don't want to walk. I don't want to see some niggas. I ain't see them. I seen motherfuckers. They wasn't like, you know what I'm saying. With the goddamn click clacks and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Now they had some women in the room with them, but them women was doing those crazy shits to them. That shit that you know them wild fetishish ass shit type shit, dude.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
That wild fetish shit.
No.
Fuck all that.
No, nigga, my fetish.
That's why I tell women.
If it's going to have to be like 8 women up in that motherfucker, that's my fantasy. I don't want no niggas around.
And your wife listening on here, Scratch. You let
hey,
your wife.
She could be in there too, goddammit.
Nah, she got to hit you with a frying pan. You're going to see 8.
Hey,
no,
y'all four attack my wife. Y'all four attack me.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I could never, ever, 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 ever. I don't even want a nigga in the shirt. Nigga, we playing basketball. Nigga got his shirt off. That's something different. I want a nigga just sitting around the house. Nigga, you got to put a shirt on, bro. I don't want nobody. Nigga, you just can't be taking your shirt off, nigga. Sometimes niggas do it put me in the studio.
Hey, you do that shit like what's that movie? Buddy Talks with Chris Tucker and what's that nigga? Fonzo look. Niggas talking in the jail cell, niggas pulling off his shirt all of a sudden. Shit. Oh my God, that's what I'm thinking. Nigga just
shit.
Put his hand on around you like, you know.
Mm-mm.
Y'all been holding for 20 years type shit. But this
nigga
goes for all other shit.
I mean, you know what I'm saying, nigga? You can have like 5 niggas in my goddamn studio with their shirt off. That ain't cute.
Hell no, nigga. That's some bullshit right there.
Yeah, that's
you
what
doing
I got.
Some special
I got like a bag of t-shirts here. Put this on, nigga.
Word.
Nah,
but man. See, I seen.
What
who is it that I seen on the video? Birdman, and I guess that new nigga he dealing with. I can't think of the youngster name. But this nigga rapping in the studio, and this nigga, like you just said, with his shirt off. And I'm like, what nigga raps with his shirt off in front of another nigga? Like, ain't nobody else in there. with him rapping, and he's sweating and shit.
What?
He's sweating and shit, and I'm like, well, what the fuck? He, well, man, this nigga
man
already did.
That nigga Birdman, that nigga Birdman, it was him and one of them young niggas. They was in the bathroom, right?
Oh, that white boy?
They took a picture, and then you look on the ground, it was a condom right there on the ground, bro.
Yeah. That white boy, yup. I seen that shit.
Mm-mm.
So if that don't explain anything, then I don't know what else will. That's all I got to say.
Mm-mm-mm.
So when I say Illuminati shit, fuckery shit, that's the shit I be talking about. That shit right there.
My name is Bennett.
My nigga Big Jess, my boy Big Jess, he from Watch Up. He did Cam, he did Ice Cube. He made music for a gang of motherfuckers. He called me one day, he said, Scratch, you know why we ain't made it the way we supposed to? If we ain't part of the Illuminati. You ain't joining, are you? I said, hell no. He was like, thank you. Because that's what it is. It's like, nigga, when you commit yourself to, you know, something that you don't believe in, but some people throw in the towel and do it. They be like, shit, hell, fuck it. If it's going to make me make it, but then down the line when your soul is gone and you know what I'm saying, I can't do it. And I
see it in some of these niggas that's on the old card right now through music, bro.
I'm content with who I am right now. As long as the bills is paid, as long as we can do True West Radio, as long as I'm breathing, I'm good, man. Of course, I would like to make that motherfucking big ass bag and, you know, live good. You know what I mean? But I'm not gonna sell my soul.
You gonna get that though, bro? That's gonna come to you before you leave here, bro. That's guaranteed. Because you didn't fall for the fuckery of it all to get to wherever you got with it.
That's
the cold part.
And you know, that's the thing that keep me smashing on what I'm doing, because I'm not getting ready to just go on and just throw over everything. It's almost like with Dr. Dre talking about give me $15,000 for the track, and then that nigga making millions of dollars off of the track. I'm not going to get that nigga my goddamn track. It's like giving a track to the Illuminati. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because you get ready to make millions of dollars off of my song, and I can't even tell nobody it's my song, but I'm only sitting on 15 racks.
No.
It ain't going down. You know what I'm saying? Give me a track. I'm gonna give you your dues and give me the goddamn money. I ain't got to fucking go and stand in front of a goddamn altar with a goddamn a goat face man type of shit. I'm good. So, like I said, I don't give a fuck. Motherfuckers gonna make it, but then they get ready to try to go and throw their curveballs when a motherfucker make it. But, nigga, it's one thing about make it by doing shit like that or making it on your motherfucking own. And I guarantee you, I'm gonna make it on my motherfucking own.
I prefer that you do on that way, man. That way you ain't got to go through the bullshit of it all. Because they on some ultimate all-time high bullshit, bro.
Yeah.
At the all-time high.
I don't see myself doing it because, you know, it's too much stuff that we have all together to, you know, there's God-fearing, you know what I'm saying? That I ain't gotta go that way. If I die like this, just having fun doing what the fuck I'm doing, and never get rich as I supposed to be, so be it. I'd rather take it like that.
And I feel that way too, bro.
Versus me being nigga, I done fuck around and I'm rich as fuck and die and be in hell burning the fuck up.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you, that devil motherfucker gonna come and you know what you say, come for that soul, nigga. If you gave it to him, he gonna
mm-hmm.
come for it. He may not come today, he may not come 10 years from now, but he gonna
mm-hmm.
come collect his
yeah.
soul that you
motherfucker
for.
Up in the bathroom taking the shit, and then you look around, there be a motherfucker standing there, be like, well, it's time to go. What the fuck you eat?
Mm-hmm.
You remember like 25 years ago.
Right. Nigga done forgot about it and everything.
Y'all
seen
that
know.
Movie The Crossroads. Y'all watched The Crossroads, didn't you?
Yeah, I remember
yep.
him saying that.
Yep.
I'm about
yeah,
to check
that
out.
That's true. Robert Johnson and
mm-hmm.
and then they got a documentary about it on Netflix, but he was a blues guitarist from Mississippi somewhere, and they said he was so terrible. They would put him on the stage to clear the club out when they were trying to get everybody out.
Oh,
they
damn,
everybody
that's
out.
Fucked
yeah.
up.
And then
ooh.
He left and disappeared
wow.
for a little couple months. And they said when he came back, there's no way that he could have the skills that he had in that short period of time. But, you know what I'm saying, it's more than just urban legend. It's like, you know, people, there was like witness accounts and stuff of him. So... That it's happening today. You think they're same? You think they ain't still selling their soul right now for the fame? Then, like you said, but the time is running short. So you might get fame for 6 months, and then they come knocking, like, "Come on with us." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I watched that same episode. I watched this shit called Supernatural. I watched that.
Supernatural
shit
had it on there too, didn't it?
Supernatural
yeah.
had
with
it on there
with
too.
With them two boys.
That
yeah.
nigga was playing. He was playing whack as fuck. Then that
mm-hmm.
motherfucker went to the crossroad demon, and he said, "All right,
yeah.
I got you. Got 10 years. I'm gonna give you this." This nigga went back to the club and was playing like a motherfucker. They were like, "Oh shit!"
Mm-hmm.
So he was good for 10 years. 10 years passed. Here come the demon.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The hellhound.
Gotta go.
The hellhound.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
the hellhound. The hellhound, because if once you give up your soul, they give you 10 years, and the hellhounds will come and get your ass.
Yeah.
Yep,
I like concrete.
Because I'm telling you, I had it. You know, I had it dangling in front of my face several times. Sure, I could have signed with Death Row, man. But... like I said, I didn't want to come into the industry creating no enemies, going after Snoop or going after these cats that jump ship, you know. So I feel like that was one of the tests of seeing how bad I really want it, how bad you want it, you know.
Nigga, I was there
you know?
With Snoop and Pac and all them niggas, and Snoop, that nigga Suge wanted me to sign with him. I was like, dude,
mm-hmm.
I can't do that. I be work for hire like a motherfucker. If you want me to come in there and do some music or whatever, I've got you. I said, I can't sign with nobody. I said, man, I just got out of all these bad contracts. I can't do that. Let me feel at home. He's like, I'll make you feel at home, but I would never sign a contract. That nigga gave me a signing bonus. And the contract money and slid the checks to me. I was like, I can't do it, bro. I can't do it. It felt like that was straight Illuminati. I was like, dude, if you want me to come and do something, man, I got you. But I'm not ready to sign with nobody because he knew why I was with NWA. He knew that, you know, I was signed with Warner Brothers, with Mike Conception. He knew about everybody I was signed with. I was like, dude, I can't do that right now. So I just go up to Death Row whenever the fuck I wanted to and did some music.
You know what the cold thing about you saying with Michael Concepcion, he could have been doing all right too, man, if he would have been straight too with business. He had a lot of good talent at that time and around about that time, but he started doing the fuckery of things. Here it go once again.
I was signed signed with that nigga. I was signed. We did the whole All in the Same Game project. I was signed with that nigga with Warner Brothers. Grand Jury.
Did y'all know? Y'all knew Key to Rock. Y'all know Key to Rock.
All them motherfuckers, man.
Key to Rock from the 60s.
Hey, all them motherfuckers. They niggas. That's all he had was all these niggas around him and niggas that was, you know, rapping and all that shit. The only thing that was with it was the same thing with him and Suge. I was like, dude, I'm man first, so whatever you want to do, nigga, we get it, do it and get it over with. Fuck all of that. You know, threatening them motherfuckers and shit. Nigga, let's get it over with. Nigga trying to fuck me up, let's get it over with. If a nigga trying to kill a nigga, let's get it over with. And motherfuckers respect me both of that. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like, nigga, no matter what, I'm going to fight my way out. I'm going to fight my way out or I'm not going to get out.
And that's what America does to people.
It makes me angry.
They go off of fear, man.
I said I don't like that antagonizing shit. It makes me angry.
Yeah, it made me mad
too. A lot as a kid.
It made me mad too, but see, that's the way it is. I've never been, I'm not afraid. Don't get me wrong. Some shit might get me scared. I just haven't ran into it yet.
Oh, that's why I go out. That's why I be talking shit. Because I was antagonized so much as a kid. Now as an adult, I be like, fuck that.
If a big-ass set bull charging at me or a nigga pulling up and them motherfuckers got a Uzi on my ass or something or AK,
nigga, that's different.
Yes, I am scared. Now it's going to be like, get the fuck out the way. But other than that, being face to face with a man, I'm not scared. I can't be. Intimidation, nothing. Bully motherfuckers, nothing. After I beat the bully up in junior high school, I mean in elementary, I was over that shit. I'm like, damn, I beat the bully up in the school.
Your damn daddy.
Man, I'm out, man. Man, 2 weeks radio, man. I gotta go. I gotta go in there and see what the hell my wife doing. She in them goddamn crutches. Evidently, she might be asleep because she ain't called me. She been like, nigga.
Hey, did you make the flyer?
What do I?
Oh yeah. He sent me the pictures. I made the flyer tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey, get ready.
All right, then, Scratch. I see you on Monday, man.
All right, man. Y'all my people, man. Good looking out. And
you can call me tomorrow, though. You ain't got to wait till Monday, man.
Rev.
Yeah.
Did you get your shit in the mail?
The headphones and the other stuff supposed to be here tomorrow. The microphone.
Okay. Well,
I can send you. I'm gonna send you on Facebook what I got.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Or kingscratch@gmail.com. That's my damn email.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll get together tomorrow. It's only me, you, and Sweet Pea on here right now. Anyway, everybody else, they were like, "All right, I'm gone."
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't feel like I was sending over to my buddy BP. Shit, I don't be going nowhere. Shit, I be right here in the mirror dancing this whatever Scratch play. You ain't gonna catch me in those San Diego streets. I done learned my lesson from the LA streets. Shit, nigga be getting too comfortable and shit, fuck around and get popped.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what year it is. Nigga hate you because they hate you. There's haters out there in the streets, man. They see a nigga smiling. Feeling good, looking good, ain't worried about nothing. Nigga start hating you because you're smiling. Nigga hate you because you're riding around in the Thunderbird or something.
Well, you know, the thing that I always tell people is it's almost like the way I'm telling you about Suge and all these other motherfuckers. It's like confidence. When you got confidence, these motherfuckers, they don't have they be like, this dude got confidence. Now, when you walk around there looking like a little sucker, that's when they try to fuck with you. They want to fuck with the sucker.
Yeah, they like to fuck with the suckers. I got fucked with many a time. I was light skinned, had pretty hair, you know, and, you know, big old nose, look like a buster, right? But when they come up with that shit, nigga, I'll be ready to fight all of them. They say, oh, that nigga ain't no punk. I'm like, nigga, I will fight every one of you niggas, man. Nigga, don't trip on this look, nigga. I come up with Baldwin Hills, right across the street from the jungle and right across the street from the Gear Gang, Gangsta Crips, and the 18th Streets. Nigga, I can fight.
Yeah, well, yeah. See, that's the thing. You know, it's just about, you know, how you carry yourself because, you know, I always tell people I've been in a damn near every hood except for New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine. I've been every hood in America. And I remember when I went to, I was in Chicago when me and Tall Lug was on tour, and I was in a limo. I went to the hood because I'm trying to find some weed. So I told the nigga, I told the limo driver, let me off here. He was like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, just let me off right here. And this, I said, go back to the hotel. I'll call you when I need you. Nigga, I jumped out, and all the niggas was looking like, who the fuck is this? Nigga, so I went up, man, look, I'm trying to find some weed. I only had like $50 on me, you know what I'm saying? So if they wanted to jack me, they could have took the $50. That's all I had. You know, I'm like, man, I'm trying to get some weed, man. I'm from L.A. I'm about to do this show, like, whoop, 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 bam, bam, bam. And the motherfuckers was like, damn, you got balls. You just jump out of a limo and come over here, and the limo just drive up. You the police? I'm like, nah, bro. Nigga, so I wind up kicking it with these motherfuckers. I'm by the store drinking with the motherfuckers. Went up to the apartment, had some goddamn soul food with their mama and them and everything. And the motherfuckers took me to the show. I was like, all right, come on. All y'all come on. We getting ready to go to the show. I'm getting all of y'all in free. But I was like, niggas was dressed crazy. I was like, just change y'all clothes. Nigga, them niggas took me back up to the show. I got all them niggas in the show free. And Tone is whacking the fuck out because the limo driver had told him, like, I dropped Scratch over there on the south side. So Tone thought, like, oh, my God, we got to go over here and get this nigga. And I pulled up with all them niggas. I'm like, man, these my niggas. We getting ready to go to the show. They went and showed what had a good time and all that shit. So, point being, it's how you carry yourself. Them niggas saw me get out of limousine. I had $50. I'm just trying to smoke some weed. I was going to call a limousine driver to come back and get me. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers was tripping the fuck out. They were like, damn, so you going to get dropped off in a limo like that? You know what we could have did? I'm like, bro. I got $50 on me. Y'all want the $50, y'all can have it. But damn, y'all gonna shoot me or kill me because I got $50 on me? That's all I got on me? I ain't got my wallet, I ain't got no card, I ain't got shit. But $50 in my pocket. But it was just how you carry yourself when you get around people you don't know. All them motherfuckers, they had the banging in Little Rock. Nigga, I went to motherfucking Little Rock where all them niggas supposed to be in East Coast, nigga, and talk bad about all them niggas. I'm like, are you serious? Bam. It's just where you go. It's just how you handle yourself. I was out there in Houston. Don't get me wrong on where it was, but it was a fucking project. Them motherfuckers was like, whoa. I'm trying to get some weed. Now, them motherfuckers with my homie, I can't remember where that fuck was because I was out there with Tone again. Everywhere I was going, most of the time I was with Tone. and always had a ride or something like that to go where, I, if it wasn't a limo, I had a ride to go where I wanted to go. Motherfuckers was like, come on, let's go to the show. Invite all the niggas to the show. That'd be it.
Yeah, it's a cold game out there, man. You know, but yeah, you survived not only the streets but the rap game.
Yeah, it's a. I mean, when you go places, man, it's it, like I said, you present yourself as man, people respect you as man or a woman. You know what I mean? It might be a little different for women, but you know, when it came down to anything, when it came down to man, I was never intimidated or scared going places but myself, because that's what I do. I go anywhere by myself. I don't care. You know, it's whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen. But what can you get, nigga? I ain't got nothing. I got this. You can have that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so it's a difference, man. It's really a difference. But I gotta bounce, man. I love y'all, man. I talk to y'all. Shit, I don't know. I might do a pop up show tomorrow. But I'll call y'all. I'll let y'all know.
One love, man. All right, Scratch.
All right,
everybody else out
all
there
right,
listening. God bless y'all, man.
Just me, you, and Sweet Pea. Love y'all. If y'all hear us on the back end, I love y'all too. True, we out.